All right, Britt, should we just go straight with what we're grateful for?
Yes, let's. I will start. I am grateful today for tradition and for, just like family tradition specifically. Over the 4th, we got together with my mom's family it was actually the morning of the 5th. So all growing up, my mom's family, she's from Utah, so all of her siblings still live here. And we used to come every summer, and we would usually come right around the 4th of July, and they do a big family get together on the 4th of July. And it's just really sweet to connect with everyone. She comes from a really big family. So it was just like a huge party at a park and breakfast and all this stuff. Anyway, and she wasn't here this year for the 4th, but me and actually 3 of my siblings also live here. So all 4 of us went to this big family get together, and it has been a few years since we've had one, just because there have been a lot of changes in my family. My grandparents have both passed away. Anyway, and so it was like the first time in a while that we've done this, and it was so sweet and such a great reminder of the legacy that my grandparents have created for us. And it was just like this really sweet sense of family tradition and connection, and I am so proud to have come from them and their amazing legacy. They're such amazing people. And anyway, I think there's just something so grounding about that, like recognizing your ancestors and the things that they've done for you. And I just am feeling really grateful for that.
Wow, that's so sweet. I love that.
It was cool. What about you?
Well, a good thing to be grateful for. So I have mentioned this before, but we are currently renovating a house. And I am just feeling so grateful for people that are good at what they do. Because this feels very out of my comfort zone and out of my area of expertise, to say the least. And so I am just so grateful that I feel like we have been so lucky and fortunate to have found really great people to work with. And it just feels so good to be working on this home and really feeling like I trust the people that are helping us with it, and just feeling so grateful that they are so good at their craft, because that is not something that I am able to do. So that is what I'm feeling really grateful for today.
No, I love that. I think that is so funny, because why are home renovations so difficult?
Let me tell you, I had no idea. Everyone told me, but I still had no idea.
No, that just makes me laugh. But honestly, like, that is really something to be grateful for.
So oh, totally. That's a good one. Pierce and I have said that so many times over the past few days. Just how we got so lucky. This could have gone so much worse, but we do feel really grateful that we have people that know what they're doing, because we certainly do not.
Okay, so this episode today is about finding yourself after a baby. And I'm really excited. We got amazing submissions.
This is one that I have had on, we have an ongoing list of episodes that we want to do. And a lot of them are things that we feel passionately about or things we want to learn from other people about. And this was one I put on the list right at the beginning. This was such a defining part of early motherhood for me. Having a baby, I have always wanted to be a mom, and I love being a mother. I love being a mother. I feel like I was meant to be a mother. I do feel like it is such a big part of my identity, and it's something I am so, so proud of. It is my biggest achievement, the thing I care about most in my life. Like, I cannot express enough how grateful I am to be a mom. With that said, coming into motherhood, I felt like I had to kind of rediscover myself, because the person that I was before having a baby is so different. And so I felt like I kind of had to reinvent myself just from the scope of being a mother and being myself as well, because I really do feel like I have the greatest example. My mom is the most devoted mother to her children. She is always there for me, intimately involved in all of her children's lives, could not be a better mother. But I also feel like she has a very strong sense of self, and I feel like she is such a good mom because of that, and that's something I wanted to find for myself, and I felt oddly detached from after I had Miles. So even though I do feel like more of myself than I ever have before in this role of motherhood, I also did feel this sense of loss of identity, which is a weird feeling.
It totally is.
And I think so many people can relate to that feeling as well.
Oh, for sure. Something that I hadn't expected, and I would imagine it's this way every time, but I mean, I only have two kids, but I definitely like have been going through that again. I mean, I'm still saying going, right? And Wells is 10 months old, so it is a process, but I feel like with every kid you have, like you probably go through it again, you know?
Yeah.
So it is definitely like an interesting, time to navigate, but I just, wow, I do feel passionately about this topic, and we really had some really amazing submissions that I'm just so excited to share with you. So I'll start with the first one, which was self-care daily. Great. Why can that be so hard?
It really can be.
I laugh. I tell Paris sometimes, I'm like, I don't know what happened to me. I feel like two kids is supposed to not be this difficult, but I could wake up at 6 a.m. and go to bed at midnight and not get a single thing done for myself all day long. And like, that has honestly happened a number of times. So I think just like remembering, I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but just remembering that like to care for yourself, is really to care for your children, because you want to be showing up in the best version of yourself.
I think self-care, sometimes we think of that as going to the spa or these things that cost money or a ton of time. And really, especially when we're talking about daily self-care, I think for me, that's my morning routine. If I get my morning and routine, everything else can kind of be about everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ideally, I have other moments to take to myself as well. But I find that having that time for me in the morning really does change my sense of self for the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I actually, this is like a big tangent to go on into, like right at the beginning, but I have to say, Alyssa McEwen, we had her on a while ago, and still to this day, she like things that she said, I'm like, wow, that I needed to hear that. Anyway, I honestly don't remember if this was in the episode that we had with her or if this was something that she said just in conversation before we had recorded, but she said something to me about your children will adapt to what you allow them to do. And she was talking a little bit about sleep routine because I had been really struggling. Brooks was old. He was like almost 2 years old. I can't remember. He might have been just over two. Anyway, and like still just like not sleeping well. Wow, how old was he? That is a long time. Anyway, I don't know. Somewhere between 18 months and 2 years. And he still hadn't been sleeping super well. And I was kind of asking her about it because she had gotten all six of her babies, 3 and under to be sleep, or 4 and under to be sleeping through the night. And I was just so impressed. Anyway, and she just was like, they will adapt to what you allow them to do. And if you allow him to wake up 5 times a night and come in your bed every time, then that's what he's going to do. And if you don't allow him to do that, then he will adapt to that. And he will love you just the same for it. Anyway, I have thought of that so many times, and I think that this really applies to self-care, because if you allow your children to take over your whole entire schedule and not allow for any self-care in your day, then like that will become your day every single day. But if you set a boundary that you need to take a shower every morning, I still need to set that boundary. I'm still like, Johnny, can you please just let me take a shower? And he's like, why are you asking? Of course. But like, that's just a stupid example of like, if you need to set a boundary for something specific, then do it and your children will allow you to do it. Anyway, that idea of self-care just made me think of that. I think setting boundaries can be a really amazing form of self-care.
Agreed. And even thinking of the morning routine and having that time for self-care, I think a lot of people say, oh, I can't have a morning routine. My kid wakes up at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if your kid wakes up at 5, maybe your kid could have just like an hour of quiet time while you finish your morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come to expect that, that's a loving way to say, okay, like I love you, but if you're going to wake up at 5, and obviously this is like age... depending on the age this could be appropriate or inappropriate. But if your kid wakes up at 5, maybe they could have an hour of quiet time in their room while you get what you need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a very reasonable expectation.
Totally. Totally. Okay, the next one. Somebody said, you find a new version of yourself. And I think that's just so true. Not expecting to, like, become the old you again, you know, which is kind of funny. I think like, when you get married, I don't know if anyone else felt this way, but, like, when you get married or have a baby, you sort of think that, like, on the other end, like, your whole life you've been thinking about these things, and so you're, like, you think about, like, coming out the other side, and you're, like, I'm gonna be, like, this different person. And, like, you get married, and you're, like, you look at your husband, you're, like, we're literally the same people we were 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Or, like, having a baby, you, like, picture yourself being a mother, and then all of a sudden you're like, I am me, and now I'm apparently a mom. Like, how is this real? Anyway, so it can be, like, such a funny transition. But I think just not expecting to, like, immediately go back to, like, the person you are. Like, you are evolving with your children, and, like, you will find a new version of yourself, and that's a good thing.
I really appreciated this submission too, because, like you said, it's a good thing. I am better because I have Miles, because I'm a mom. I am more empathetic. I'm kinder. I'm more patient. I'm gentler. Like, I'm stronger. I am better because of Miles. And so I don't want to just get back to my old self. I want to take the things I've learned and take this love I have for Miles and take this great feeling that I have from being a mother and apply it into another person. I want to be a better version of myself than I was before. And so I really do think that that's a beautiful thought, that we aren't going to get back to our old selves. We are going to become a new version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Applying all the great lessons that we are learning from our kids.
Because they are just the best little teachers. Huh? So a very, very common theme, and this was probably the first thing that I would have said as well, is to find a hobby or a project that I enjoy. Somebody just said, it makes me feel more me. And I could not agree with that more. That was really big for me, because you're investing so much time into your child. And I was shocked when I had a newborn. I was shocked that he could manage, such a small human could manage to take up all of my time and energy. So finding a hobby that was something that I wanted to do, not a task, not a chore, but mm-hmm. something that I wanted to do. And actually, I really think the first thing that I did that was really for me was starting to train for a half marathon. I think Miles was about 4 months. I felt like I, and obviously I had done little things for myself before then. It wasn't my first moment of giving myself, or it wasn't the first moment I gave myself, but that was a really important thing for me. I felt like I was at the point where I needed a hobby and something to work toward that didn't have anything to do with Miles. And I think doing that made me a better mom for Miles, but I didn't do it for Miles. I did it for me.
Totally.
And there were moments that it was hard. And it was, I remember having times where I would have to, like, sneak away from Miles because he wouldn't sleep unless he was on my body. I'd have to, like, sneak away from him and give him to Pierce and go out on a run. And I needed that so much, and I needed a goal. And that really just made me feel like a real human again.
Totally. I think in a lot of ways this podcast has provided this for both Paris and I. It has been the best project to work on that obviously involves so much of motherhood, and we love that, but it's fun to be seen as someone aside from just Brooks and Wells's mom. You know, it's fun to be a co-host of a podcast.
Yeah.
And I think that everyone can find that thing, but just like really prioritizing that. And I think in a lot of cases too, that involves like talking to your spouse and having a conversation with them and saying, I need to prioritize this hobby or this thing, or I really want to do this thing. Will you support me in that?
Because it does totally take support. It's a, I mean, having a child, it's a full-time job.
Yes.
And so if you're going to take a little bit off from that, like, your spouse needs to step in, and hopefully that's something we're always doing together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But asking for support is a really great piece of that.
Yeah. Okay, another person said, this actually goes, like, perfectly with this. It says, actively following my dreams and making them happen. And I love that. I feel like I know a few moms who are very good at this, and I am always inspired by that. It can be so easy to have 5,000 excuses when you are taking care of other people, to not follow your dreams. And honestly, I think that we can all make them happen, but, like, it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of, intentionality. And anyway, so I think that's always very inspiring to see a mom who is actively working towards their goals and their dreams.
I agree. And I think it's worth noting that it takes some intention to really figure out what your goals and dreams are after becoming a mom.
Totally.
For me, I have always known that I wanted to be a mom. I've mm-hmm. said that. And so when I became a mom, I was kind of like, okay, what am I working towards? Because mm-hmm. I have this thing that I've wanted forever and ever. And obviously it's taking so much of my time and attention and my love, but all of a sudden I felt like it wasn't working toward anything. And so that was a really big moment for me, just realizing, okay, I need to set some goals. And those goals look really different for everybody. I know some people want to go back to school and become a doctor. And maybe for other people, that's, I want to play in a pickleball league. Like, that can be very, very different. But I think having a goal that you are working toward is so important to finding your sense of self.
Mm-hmm. We have one listener that is has started a bakery, and I love it because every time she posts, it is, like, the sweetest reminder to me of to follow my own dreams. And she even has, like, messaged saying how difficult it's been to, she has two kids, and, like, just how difficult it's been to, like, sort of navigate this phase of life with both kids and starting this business, and it just feels really chaotic. But, man, every time she posts a picture of a cake, I am just, like, not only, like, so impressed and proud of her, but, like, it is, like, such a motivation to me as well. So I just love that. I had to throw that out there.
Oh, I love that. And I love how, as moms, we can be so inspired by each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so different for every mom, what they're doing. I think we look at some moms and we're motivated by the way that they talk to their children, or the way that they host gatherings, or the way that they chase after their career, or the way that they're artistic. And what a cool opportunity that we have, especially on social media, to see the ways that we can be inspired by each other.
Totally. Okay, another one was therapy. And this is what they said. They said, therapy, exclamation point. She helped me dig into myself and helped me discover my core values. I love this one. I have been in the process, I feel like, of getting recommendations of therapists and looking for people. And what a great way to help find yourself. And like Paris was saying, how I feel like after you have a baby, it can be maybe a little bit difficult to re-figure out, like, okay, wait, what are my hobbies? What are my goals? What are my dreams? What a great way to do that, to, like, be able to talk to somebody about this who they are trained to do this, right? And they're helping us figure this out professionally, I think is just, like, such an amazing opportunity. So if you have the opportunity to do that, you should definitely take it.
I agree. I also am going to throw this in there, a life coach.
Yes.
So I feel like a life coach would be great.
Totally.
For this as well.
Totally.
Somebody said, for me, it was asking for help. In this case, it was medication. It eased my anxieties, my depression, and helped me to feel. I was able to feel my love for my baby. I was able to feel more gratitude for my body. I wouldn't say I found myself again who I was, but I'm finding who I am now. I'm different, but I'm liking what I feel I'm becoming. I so appreciated this thought, because so often our hormones are just all over the board when we have a baby. And so for her, finding medication, that was what she needed. And I think that's something that can be just so the right answer for so many people. So I just think that having that courage to ask for help in whatever way you need it, because whether or not you need medication, you need help after you have a baby. And so I think finding that and just really being able to help yourself is just so crucial to be able to find yourself. I also have to say, I love that she said she's not finding who she was, but she's finding a new version of herself, as we all are.
Mm-hmm. I want to say with that as well that that can be so difficult, asking for help. It's such a vulnerable position to put yourself in. And then I also feel like, along with that, I know our system is becoming better at helping people. But in this case, like she was saying, that it was very specific. Like, she needed medication for her postpartum depression. And I think that can not only be such a difficult thing to ask for, but also you may have to ask more than one person for help. And it is so, I feel like the first time you like reach out and ask for help, like it might not be as easy as, you know, you thought, and you're thinking like, okay, I just have to get myself to do this once and I'm going to get all the help I need. And if I wish that was the case, but I know it's not always the case. So I know we're getting better as a society with this, but just knowing that if you are in a place where, in a position where you need help, that prepare yourself and allow yourself to ask for help from more than one person or more than one place until you get what it is that you need.
Yeah, that's perfect. So many people said that their friends were what helped them to feel like themselves again. And I feel like I keep saying that themselves or yourself or myself. And it was, like we've mentioned, it wasn't like myself previously, but just like myself, an individual outside of being a mom. Because being Miles's mom is a huge part of who I am, but I am also a human. And because I have interests and because I have hobbies, I am a better mom because I'm a more complete person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually love that thought. Thank you for sharing that. That like was really profound. I felt like I needed to hear that. And we actually just recorded an episode about finding new friends or making new friends. And it was a submission episode again. So we actually heard from so many listeners and had so many great ideas and ways to connect with others, other moms, and maybe past friendships. So if you haven't listened to that one, you definitely should go back and listen to it, because I feel like it was really helpful in that area. Cause that's such a big, big thing that can help, I think, after you have a baby.
Agreed.
Okay, the next one was taking my baby to do things outside, with me to do things outside of the house. And yes to this. I actually do have to say, along with this, that I think a big part of it is just knowing what will be helpful for you and not helpful for you, because maybe you're the kind of person who that wouldn't be helpful. But I think for most people, it can sound a little bit daunting to get ready and to go out and to do something with a brand new baby, whatever it is. But so often, just like getting back into a little bit of a routine can help us feel like life is normal again, which, can definitely help you find yourself, I think.
Yeah. And that newborn bubble, it is so sacred. It's the best. We've talked about it in our postpartum episode, but there is a moment where you're like, okay, I need to feel like a real person again. Mm-hmm. And for me, getting out was a really big part of that.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad that you said that. The next person said, for me, it was getting back to work. I love my little boy so much and have so much respect for moms who make the choice to stay at home. As a new mom, I felt inadequate. Everything is new. It's also so magical and so hard. I had been at my job almost 5 years before having my first baby, and I felt really good at my job. It's definitely a part of my identity, and it really helped me to get back. Really helped me to get back to something I feel really successful and capable at. Plus, it has been even better coming home to someone who's over the moon excited to have you back at the end of the day. Anyway, I was reading that like, wow, what a great case for work. Like, I love that she recognized that that was something that was going to help her, was just
whether it's work or not work, whatever it is, but doing something that you're good at and that you know you're good at and that you feel confident in. Because so often I think that is a part of motherhood, is feeling inadequate and not sure how, you know, we're really navigating new stages all the time and trying to, I mean, even if you've been through that phase before with a child, like, it, you have a different child and like you're figuring it out again with a different person. And so we're just like constantly, I think, in a way, feel like we're playing catch up, and it can be so helpful to do something that you know you're good at and that you feel so confident in.
Yeah. I have actually said that exact same thing about my job, is it just feels so good. I work very seasonally and very part-time, but it does feel so good to have something that I feel like I'm good at besides being a mom. And I was really surprised how many people said that working helped them to feel like themselves again. And I know so many of us work, so many of us stay home. And I think whether or not you choose either of those things, I just think that knowing what can help you in this phase that you're in is so valuable.
Totally. Another person said, realizing mom didn't have to be my only identity. It's okay to do what you need for yourself. And yes, Paris and I have said this honestly since I think like our first episode, that we don't want mom to be the only way that you identify. Like, you should be a friend and a sister and a wife and maybe a runner, or, you know, a baker or a chef, you know, whatever it is that you do, like, you should identify as those things as well. And you should be working on those things also. And this is something that I actually love. Paris, since I've known her, has talked about this, about her mom, which they didn't talk about a ton in their episode. So maybe
we'll have her back.
We need Lori to come back. But she, since I've known Paris from the very beginning, she has talked about how good her mom is at doing things, how good she is at doing things outside of just mom. And actually, one thing that I've found really interesting is Lori will put submissions in often, and it's so sweet, to our questions. One of the things that has come up frequently is she will say, I liked to do this because I want my daughters to know that they can do that too. And that has sort of been like a way for her to give herself permission to do those things, because of course you would want your daughter to be achieving her goals and her dreams and to not totally lose herself, but be able to find herself in motherhood. So yeah. I just love that.
Yeah. And I will say too, my mom, she was a stay-at-home mom. She always had things going on the side that she was excited about and passionate about, but she was a stay-at-home mom, and she gave me that example. And I really hope to be able to do the same for my kids.
Yes, that's actually a great point. Like, you don't have to be a working mom to do that.
Or chasing these huge dreams.
You don't have to start your own company to do that, whatever it is. Like, you can do that, whatever it looks like
for you. You just have to have outside interests.
Yep.
Which can be anything.
No, I think that's great.
Somebody said, I tried my best to incorporate my old self into my new role. For example, I love sewing and building, so now I sew dresses and I build dollhouses. That is so sweet. I wish I had that same skill set, because that is so sweet. But I think that really is a great way to kind of feel like yourself in your new role, because obviously we're not trying to abandon our role as mothers. We're just trying to feel like ourselves within that role. So I think that's a really great idea.
Totally. And I think introducing along with that, just like maybe even introducing some of your interests to your children. I think especially having young kids right now, how cool is that, is to like, would it be to watch as they grow that like that can be something that you can enjoy together as they become adults. We have a really good friend actually who is like a fantastic runner. And she, honestly, she's just really talented at a lot of things, because she will rock climb and, her family goes boating a lot. Anyway, she has all these hobbies that she's gotten her children interested in. And then now that they are getting older, she'll go do those things with them. She can go on runs with them. They all go rock climbing together as a family. They all surf together as a family. And it's just like really cool to watch that her hobbies can become her children's hobbies and they can enjoy that for years and years.
Totally. And I think it's so good for your kids to see you doing things that you love.
Totally.
And I think it helps them learn to love them too, just mm-hmm. like with this friend. Okay, somebody said hanging out with girlfriends without baby helps bring out the Jess in me. Obviously, Jess submitted that. And I thought that was so sweet. I agree. Amen to that. I think friends are invaluable. Like, it is, everyone needs to have somebody that they feel like they can connect with. And then especially, I mean, I'm always down for like a good play date, park hangout, whatever, but a girls' night, literally nothing would beat that ever.
It's true. Somebody said, do things even if you don't feel like it 100%. And going along with that, I feel that sometimes. Sometimes if I feel a little bit off or feel like I'm in a funk, I don't always feel like I want to be social. But a lot of times that really does help snap me out of it and make me feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. I feel like there have, especially right after having a baby, I do think you kind of have to force yourself to get out of it, don't you
think?
Yeah,
totally. Totally.
Even more than normal.
Yeah.
So that's important to remember. Another person said making time for myself and my marriage, which, yes, we talked about the making time for yourself, but I think that the poor dads, right? Like, the poor husband who gets forgotten sometimes. Like, you're just like, baby, 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 and then like, oh crap, I need a shower, and then you just totally forget that, like, wait, I should probably connect with my spouse. I feel like Johnny just, wow, he is not the squeaky wheel in our family, so I have to really make a concerted effort to remember that he has needs and we need to be focusing on him too. Anyway, I just love that, like, having, maybe even just having some kind of routine that allows for you to connect with your spouse regularly, which we had a whole episode. We've had two episodes on, so go listen to them.
Yes, please. Okay, somebody said, when my baby slept through the night, and I love that she said this because it was just a good reminder that sometimes just things are out of your control, and it's okay if you feel a little bit off for a while. It could just be for another minute, and you just need to hang in there for a minute, because I can really relate to this. There were moments with Miles where I felt like I couldn't see straight because I was so tired and I could do all of these things, but I still needed to just kind of wait it out a minute. And so I really appreciated that. If you are really feeling like you just can't get past it, maybe you just need to hang in there and something will change.
Totally. No, I totally agree, because our babies are, even though when we're in the fate, like, really difficult phases, it feels unending, right? It feels like, oh my gosh, every day drags on. This is going to last a million years.
Yeah.
And then once we're past them, it's like, it was the blink of an eye. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, just to remember, like, our babies are constantly changing, and so are we. And yeah, sometimes it just takes a little time, and all of a sudden, like, we're back into a really great routine.
Whatever phase you are in, it will not last forever.
Yes. Okay, I loved that somebody said, it's okay to lean into the role of motherhood. What a beautiful role. I thought that was just such a good reminder that, yes, like, we need to remember, we need to find ourselves after having a baby. I think it's such a big transition, and just getting back into your hobbies and your interests are so important, but also to just remember that, like, as a mother, like, that can be something that we are so passionate about. It could be something that we're constantly working towards. And just giving yourself grace in that role, I think, can allow you to enjoy it so much more.
Yeah, and we can be patient with ourselves and just try and really be good mothers, because that's a lot of work too.
Yeah.
Somebody said, time. I felt like it took so, so long, but giving myself time to work through it all and find where I settled and what priorities stuck with me once that settled feeling came was so helpful. Anytime I tried to rush the process and just figure out who I was, I seemed to get even more lost and confused and tended to look to others for examples of how they found themselves. But it's so unique to each person that the comparison game only makes it harder. And I can totally see that. I think that kind of just goes exactly with what you were saying. Like, really just be patient with yourself and have faith that things will get better and you will find yourself, or a different version of yourself, and it will be so worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay, someone said, I feel like working helped me find my way back, and working from home was the perfect balance of me and my new role as mom. I also made some good friends, and that helped me a ton, which I thought that was actually, like, so interesting that, and really nice, that we have, like, moved so much to working from home. That it's actually provided, like, this really awesome opportunity for so many parents to, like, balance their roles, which is really cool.
Yeah, and there is just such a great way, or there are so many opportunities now to work in a way that works for your family, mm-hmm. whether that's a lot or not at all.
Yep.
The last one I really wanted to share was exploring all my creative urges, trying everything and seeing what sticks. And I just love the idea of tapping into your creative mind and just being able to create something. That is really so cool and such an opportunity and such a way I feel like that we could connect with ourselves.
Totally. No, this was actually a really fun one. These were great, great reminders. And honestly, I think something that I'll probably like re-listen to this a couple of times because I think that I could go back to all of these things. I loved how everyone has a little bit of a different process in finding what they're interested in and like really jumping into that. So thank you so much for these.
Agreed. I think a big underlying thread throughout all of these is that they all take being intentional and taking time to realize what you need and going after it. And I have really been through this process myself and hopefully will have more babies in the future. And I imagine that this is something I will have to continue to do over and over again. I mean, honestly, probably whether or not I'm having babies, I just think that this is a natural part of growing and being human.
Totally. Thank you so much for all of your submissions. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate if you would subscribe, rate, and review us on the Apple Podcast app.